You're listening to CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Lowell Ponte here. Lowell, we have lots of stuff to talk about. I have, of course, in my studio, I have a Vizio television we just put in a few days ago. And I have at very low volume the parade of morons and evildoers in the Demon Ratic Party. The Demon Rats, they call it. It's like Judge Pirro. These people are just like Al Green says. They say if they can't impeach him, he's going to win the election. Because they're not offering anything. If they did anything for the people, maybe they actually had a chance against Donald Trump. The others view things about Trump are somewhat aggravating because, you know, he tends to punch back when people attack him, which I think is normal. I think it's a good idea. He tends to tweet over things that probably are minor. But he isn't he tends to be a little bombastic. But other than that, he's a good man. And he's actually trying to do the right thing. And the Republicans, if you look at the long list of things he's done, it's pretty amazing considering the last year and a bit of his presidency has been interfered with by the, Nancy Pelosi and the maniacs that are trying to create Russiagate, that somehow he's a minion of Lucifer through, I call Rasputin, the current leader of Russia, which is total foolishness. And then when he asked people to investigate the people that interfered with the 2016 election, to stop corruption in Ukraine, which is obvious because it's directly connected to the Democratic Party, things like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, who's the leading member because he's more moderate than the maniacs that want to spend $52+ trillion in health care and taking a broken system and bankrupt the country and make people wait longer and then kill them if they're too expensive to take care of them. People don't realize Donald Trump's fixing everything. As he touches them, he fixes it, doesn't he?
He apparently does, and what's more interesting to me, the Democrats say they will lose if they don't impeach him, but they could lose because they are impeaching him.
Well, I guarantee they are.
The polling is now showing tremendous rising anger in the populace, especially in the pivotal states that will decide the 2020 election, decided the election in 2016.
It'll be a generational destruction of the Democratic Party. See, people need to realize that we put people in politics to actually solve problems. Now, I'm a problem solver, and that's why I'm working hard to become a peripheral, non-paid advisor of Donald Trump. And we're really close through my friend Dr. Bob Goldman and Dr. Ron Klatz, who founded A4M and know Trump personally and Ivanka Trump. If we get through and we get some information through the man, because he has a phalanx of idiots around him and advisors that are basically, I call it, the scum rises to the top. Now, we've mentioned this the last couple weeks about what's called predator humans. Now, you have to understand, predator humans at the lower level are drug cartel heads and the heads of gangs like MS-13. But at the top level, they're corporate CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and they're leading politicians. And if you look at the percentage of predatory humans that don't have frontal lobe activity of their cortex, have many dominance of the reptilian aggressive brain, they may have an elevated IQ, but they're really driven, just like Blomberg. I mean, the guy's very driven, and that's why he was successful. So you look at the number of people in the Fortune 500 companies, these are the particular characteristics of, number one, they're insomniacs, they don't get much sleep. Number two, they're seemingly very aggressive, they're very driven people, and they really don't have normal human compassion. So if they have to harm someone or another company or predatory come in and just steal all our assets, like they got rid of Kabilis recently, about one of these predatory people, what do they call them, that come in there with their purchase all their assets and sell them off at a huge loss.
Vulture investors,
you see, those shouldn't be allowed. I mean, what we have right now is the District of Criminals. I've changed their name from D.C. to District of Criminals. They attack predator class. I saw this even in medicine. You see the heads of departments of, say, surgery, this, that, they're not normal, compassionate human beings. They're people that can predate until they get the top level. It seems to see that in law schools, and we see it in even, we've got some good judges now because Trump put them in there, But a lot of the predator class are people, and they're not necessarily male. They can be female. Like, people are, we call activist judges, like this one who's now sick and dying of cancer in her 90s. I've changed her name, by the way, to make it funnier. What's her name? Ginsburg, right?
Ginsburg, yeah. Ginsburg.
Yeah. What I call her, I call her Gator Ginsburg. In other words, she's a predator. She thinks that she can change the nature of the interpretation with the law so it's a living document. No, it's not. It's fixed like the Bible. I mean, God's word in the Bible will be the same 10,000 or a million years from now. It's not going to change. It's the nature of reality, okay? Just the idea of the republic is very unique. So, your topic today, I think we want to expand on this because people want to be thankful for Yeshua Jesus. And this, by the way, is not his correct birthday. It's probably the Feast of Tabernacles because it's exactly 6 months opposite the birth of his cousin John the Baptist, which is in the Bible, says he was born on Peshawar Passover. What people need to start understanding is the feast that we actually celebrate for Christmas is the feast of a Luciferic name of the god of Osiris. And that's why when you see them burying popes, they look identical to the garb on Santa Claus. I call it Satan's Claws. Do you like that?
Satan's Claws. I like that. Most people need to understand the Bible says in that passage that the shepherds were watching their flocks by night.
Right.
And they saw the star. Well, Jerusalem is not a balmy tropical place.
No.
Jerusalem is 2,500 feet above sea level. It periodically snows there.
Right.
It is cold, and in winter, the shepherds don't watch their flock. They bring it in.
Right.
They bring it into fenced, protected areas.
Well, they would die. They'd die out in hypothermia. They would freeze to death out there.
Yeah, and their flock would not be all that well off either. If it had fat, it would burn it all up, keep it alive. So therefore, we know one thing for sure, and that is, if that Bible passage is correct, then December 25th is not the day that Jesus was born. In fact, it happens to be the Roman holiday of Saturnalia.
Right.
And Saturnalia was characterized by, among other things, the priests of Jupiter sprinkling trees with blood, hence the Christmas tree.
Right.
The priests of Romans in general, would give gifts to everyone.
Right.
So there's the gift-giving aspect of it. It isn't just the Magi bringing something to Jesus.
Right.
And so in many ways, Christmas wound up taking over one of the chief Roman holidays of the year.
Well, what they did
was
see,
December 25th.
When Constantine took over and tried to Romanize the so-called Christian church, which was called the Way. The word church, by the way, is pagan. Did you know that? Church is pagan. And his mother actually went on a mission to discover the place where they say that, that the Hebrews crossed the Red Sea and so on. And they actually said that there was a mountain where Moses received the Ten Commandments, which is not where it was across in the Sinai, but across in some place in Egypt. So basically when the Catholic Church was taken over by this pagan, because, Constantine was a pagan. In fact, some idiots try to say he did a deathbed conversion. Probably there's no such thing as a deathbed conversion, to be honest with you.
Well, actually, about the time he died, he issued a new coin for Rome.
Right.
And the new coin had Jesus symbology on one side, but the sun god symbology on the other.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty
straightforward,
isn't it?
He was putting his chips on a lot of different numbers on the roulette wheel there.
Well, he figured, hey, if I'm right part of the time, I get in. You see, remember, that's a very Masonic term. And I'll explain this. They have a lot of advertisements for Shriners. And I like the Shriner hospitals because I think they help kids. But you have to understand, the Shriners are an example of all Masons, whether they're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, transhumanist, whatever the hell Muslims they are, okay, or secret orders. And they believe if you do good works, it neutralizes any evil you do. In fact, if you feel justified to do evil, you're doing it for a good reason, right? If you're killing people because it's a good reason, or if you're doing something toxic like making a toxic drug, or you're lying, you're lying, but it's a good reason behind it. Just like they have taqiyya and maruna in Islam, it's actually told to lie to the kafirs because they're not our level, and you can tax them, and you can also lie to them so that you can persecute them, and if you need to, you can kill them for their own good, in other words, being sarcastic.
Well, Islam also has a doctrine called al-taqiyya,
Right.
Which to lie to advance the faith is actually more than acceptable. It's blessed by God.
Oh, yeah. But remember, their God is the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. So when I hear this moron, this lying piece of human garbage that's not a Christian, called a pope, when he's a druid. Now, you have to understand what the druids are. The hat on the pope is the open maw of an amphibious reptilian, and it goes right back to the ancient druids, which came from the star system Orion, and they're called the Draco Reptilians, and they're the lead of these alien species that actually, their separated spirits are indwelling our world leaders, like Hillary Clinton, Podesta, and these other morons. They're people of clay and iron, clay, human, flesh, iron. People say, oh no. I said, well, if you believe in possession, because Jesus crosses the Sea of Gennesaret to cast out the demoniac of the Gadarenes, and they say that our number is many, for we are legion. You got to understand is, you're not dealing with normally greedy or just perverted or sexually weird humans. You're dealing with transdimensional and transgalactic and exoplanetary evil. People don't get that, do they? They think it's, oh, they're just a little bit screwed up. No, they're not. They're being avatared by transdimensional entities. Now, you have to understand, I still celebrate Christmas. I have a Christmas tree, but I don't take it seriously. I think it's, oh, it's all about the... Jesus was born in tabernacles. The reason is, when he died, the temple, the tabernacle, became us. We're the temple of God. So if these idiots, including the evil jellyfish, and these, a very tiny minority, because we've had Carl Gallups on the program, and the evangelical, the messianic Jewish believers over there, know damn well anybody who built a temple is the abomination that desolates. Now, why is that important? It's because same thing's going on with the Democrats. They want to push the green agenda. They want to push their idea. They're blithering morons. I don't want to hear them speak because they don't speak truth or justice or reasonable scientific-based logic. They speak blather, and they think they have an equal right to say their blather, just like, unfortunately, even on Fox, they allow Democrats to speak. Why do they have this articles of impeachment talk? Trump should have shut down this whole damn thing right away. Why is the media allowed to actually do continued media broadcasts attacking the presidency? And it won't just damage Donald Trump. It'll damage future presidencies where they think they're going to be vassals of the Congress. If they don't like the president because they don't like his policies, they'll impeach him just because they don't like the fact he's got orange-colored skin or he walks with a swagger or whatever. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And by the way, this week there are some very interesting events going on. We obviously have the impeachment of the president.
Right.
Even though they're not formally charging him with any crime. They're just charging him with vague things like abuse of or abuse of power. Well, boys and girls, if you open your Constitution to Article 1, Section 8, you will find a thing called the Enumerated Powers Clause, which says these are the only things Congress and the federal government are permitted to do. Everything else is left to the states or the people. And lo and behold, 80% of everything the Congress now does is outside that clause.
Right.
In other words, 80% of the government is unconstitutional. And yet they're accusing Trump of abuse of power. That's the definition of what the federal government is today.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi. Now, I have information and intel that Nancy Pelosi is a witch. And she's involved with not only pedophilia, but human sacrifice of children. Do you know that?
Well, she does.
She's involved with pedogate, pizzagate.
She's very proud of abortion, yay, until the last moment.
Yeah, but even she said, how can you say you're a Catholic when you're proud of abortion? Now, I travel around the country, U.S. and Canada, doing pro-life talks for years. And I do it free at my own cost. I'd even buy the donuts and set up the chairs and everything in the church, okay? And the Catholics are heck of a lot more pro-life than even most of the Protestants. I got the phone slammed in my ear so many times by Protestant churches, I thought I was going to lose hearing. Now, Catholics, if you're a real Catholic, you're really pro-life. Now, even more pro-life than Catholics, believe it or not, are Muslims. If you abort babies, they'll cut your head and hands off before Friday morning prayers. Did you know that? They got lots of other defects in them, but the Catholics are way more pro-life than the so-called a lot of the Protestant denominations. The Mormons are very pro-life, too. If you want to get an abortion in the Mormon church, you got to go through the Council of the 70. Not so damned easy. I know I took care of Mormons for years. I had 22,500 Mormons 40 years ago. So people need to start grasping what's going on in our country is evil, unconscionable, destroying the actual constitutional republic, and Trump shouldn't have tolerated this. They should not be allowed to speak publicly or poison the brains of our young people who are already poisoned in colleges by communist socialists. This is disgusting.
Well,
it's damaging.
You have to go to the Council of the Twelve.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores. Or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
There are wolves in pink clothing, pink skin, or black skin, or whatever color, but they got human skin covering their wolfy body. Well, let's go back to your article. We have the latest column, of course, which you have here, Impeachment, Lynch Mob Politics. Here's what I would advise Trump to do. Number one, I would have advised him, let's say last year when this foolishness of Russiagate was going on, that I would have started parallel grand jury indictments. And right now, this is going to start with, by the way, that's why the demon rats are in panic to try to impeach Trump, because they know that Barr and Durham are actually going to do it. In fact, they disagreed with some of the reports that came out from the democratically nominated investigator that didn't have the right of grand jury indictments. Trump should have started this earlier, maybe 2 years ago when Russiagate was going on. Number two, he should delicense media. People that start getting really aggressive and saying crazy things in the White House need to be immediately sanctioned from having any ability to come in there, like that guy, what's his name? The guy from, what the heck is his name? The guy that was getting right in the face of Trump and he'd rah, 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 and yelling so at him. I'm thinking, you're not coming back here, number one.
CNN Cuban, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. So anyway, they need to be delicensed, and then we need to say, if you've done something that's a coup-like event, you need to be arrested. You need to get an
arrest. And by the way,
shelf.
There's an interesting precedent for that. You were asking a few minutes ago how some of these people are disliked by the people. Michael Bloomberg is so rich that he could spend $150 million a day on ads for himself,
right.
But he polls so badly because people perceive him as evil, arrogant, haughty, and so on.
Well, the way he treats women, I mean, some of his reports, he's paid an awful lot of women, but there was one group of people, employees, that actually wrote a whole book about it, but an evil bastard this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
And arrogant. I mean, the guy said, you know, we're not going to let you buy 16-ounce or whatever, 32-ounce big gulps. What? Like, I don't want people to be diabetic and end up with their feet cut off and, you know, get in trouble. But you think I have a right to legislate away so you can't get a big gulp? You got to be kidding. I mean, he's a control freak, satanic, luciferic maniac, okay? And, you know, these people should never get into any kind of managerial position in politics or business. And it's one of the things
he believes that he can just rewrite the Constitution. That's what it comes down to,
right,
when he makes clear that he wants to confiscate your guns.
Right.
He wants to do away with the Second Amendment just by fiat. I will make it illegal for you to own a gun. And he's done much the same thing in Pennsylvania, for example. He spent something like $100 million to re-elect judges in the state who then turned around and demanded reapportionment of Republican districts. That
right.
cost the Republicans several seats in Pennsylvania and elsewhere.
Right.
And that,
what was it with George Soros doing the same thing?
Part of why they can hold an impeachment today, because the Congress has been elected by a lot of fraud and
right.
manipulation.
Exactly.
It's so a grim sight. Now we have that. We have the Democrat debate coming up Thursday night. And, by heaven, Saturday, we have an amazing event. It happens at 8:17 in the afternoon. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. A winter solstice.
Ah, okay.
You know, ever since about June 21st or thereabouts.
Right.
The days have been getting shorter by 1 minute per day.
Right.
And suddenly we're plunged into darkness. We're coming up on the shortest day of the year on Saturday. But on the exact moment of 8:19 Pacific time on December 21st, Saturday, we go through the solstice, and suddenly the days begin getting longer. The winters
right.
will get colder because there's a lag effect here, but you'll actually be getting a minute more sunlight each day.
Right.
And we're headed back towards summer solstice, the latter-day druids coming to Stonehenge and so on.
Right.
By the way, my wife and I were at Stonehenge on the last day before they built the fence around it in England.
Ah.
So that was a rather interesting experience to watch.
Even the name of our calendar is basically Druidic and you know, basically goes back to the ancient peoples that populated most of England and Europe, including the people who were the Scots and the Irish and all of the people before they became Christians. Like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, which is Wednesday, Woden's Day, you know? Mm-hmm. People don't know, Woden? Who's Woden? I'm thinking, don't you know the origin of the names of the days of the week? Frigga Day, which is Friday. Frigga, right?
Frigga, which was the witch goddess.
Right, Frigga Day.
Of the Norse and so on.
Oh, they love Friday. I said, you like Frigga Day, witch day. What do you mean, Deagle?
It's either that or it's the strange irrationality or simplicity of the Romans. You know, right. The Romans gave us the name of the months. And what's amusing is, let's see, starting on the seventh month is September, except like their word for seven. The only problem is that it isn't the seventh month.
Right.
Let's see, July, August, September. I mean, that's how it is running.
It's the ninth month.
So and that's all because they took Julius Caesar and then Augustus Caesar and declared each of them a god and dedicated a month of the year in the middle of summer, the nicest time of year, to those two new gods. But that bumped their year, their 10-month year, to 12 months. And so December means the 10th month, but it's actually our 12th month. November means, our ninth month, only it's our 11th month, and
right.
So on. And it goes backward like that, October meaning the 8th, and so on. And that's another interesting form we have around us that nobody seems to look up. What puzzles me most is, basically, folks have names that mean something, that have some origin, and yet the average person listening right now has never bothered to go to Google and look up the meaning or origin of your own first name or last name.
Right.
So you don't even know in that sense who you are or what name you carry. And yet the Bible makes clear names are a very powerful thing.
Well, my last name, Deagle, is actually Norwegian. It means Diagla, or the sign of the triple eagle in flight. And they were the actual private guard for the king of France from the 11th century on. And they were giants. They were 7'9". On average, and they were basically you could use both hands, so they were great warriors. And they were the private guard, but they married smaller and smaller women, so they became married to the Bethune family and became basically the family of the Bethunes, and were the managers of the treasures of the king of France, and built all of the cathedrals were built by the Bethunes. And so Deagle became the nephew of Louis XIV. So my ancestor was the head of the Port Royal Fort Anne in Nova Scotia, and eventually with the war with the British, he was drawn and quartered, and his wife was the first cousin of Queen Mary's Queen of Scots. So, you know, I have some family. So the name Deagle is actually Norwegian, but they actually became intermarried with the Bethune families in France, and were related to Louis XIV, the Roi Soleil, right?
Mm-hmm. I supposedly, though I never study these things in great detail, but people who are genealogists tell me I'm somehow descended from the second wife of the great Elector of Brandenburg, which would mean
I'm vaguely
related to most of the royal families in Europe.
Well, people may not like this, but the people that became the royals, the people who became leaders, were naturally had greater inquisitiveness and intelligence. Now, I don't like to use the term IQ. I like to use the term CQ or curiosity quotient. And if you're curious, you're going to gather wisdom, and wisdom also gives you power. Those who have wisdom have power, right? Whether it's medical wisdom, geopolitical, or legal wisdom.
Yes, and curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back to life. Isn't that
right.
The whole saying?
Now, what's going on, I see in your letter here, you got an interesting comment about Andrew Johnson. Was tried for reintegrating 11 Confederate states into the Union, while Radical Republican Representative Benjamin Butler wanted these states historically destroyed by renaming Virginia the territory of Potomac. So
Potomac.
It's
like the Potomac River.
Potomac, yeah. So You know what's going on here is we're seeing a kind of a resurrection of really bad human behavior. And, you know, if I was to take these demon rats and actually do a brain scan, I'd find, number one, on a quantitative electroencephalogram, there's no frontal voltages over their frontal cortex to inhibit bad behavior. Number two, the overactivity and seizure-like activity of the limbic system, including what's called the reptilian brain, the amygdala, right? The center of the amygdala, of the reptilian aggressive brain. We'd see neurotransmitter levels very abnormal, indicating these people don't have normal inhibitionary capacity. We'd see abnormal platelet levels of certain genetic predispositions, which, by the way, in some populations like black is 20 to 30%, and in whites or Asians it's less than 2%. These genes cause you to be much more likely to be aggressive. Now, the reason why those aggressive genes are very prominent in Africa is because the more aggressive people are most likely to be able to reproduce. So those genes become more and more popular in areas where you have a very violent climate, and the more predatory type are going to actually reproduce because they're going to be the ones that are going to get the wives and have the kids. So their genes are going to proliferate. So depending on the ancient world, it determines whether or not certain predator class genes or intelligence genes. For example, one of the things that that the Jews did, which compared to, say, Catholics, is the Catholics would take the smartest people and they made them celibate monks. So they wouldn't pass on their intellect and their intelligence, but the Jews were not stupid like that. If you were the rabbi, you actually had better chances for your kids with higher IQs to actually be proliferating and become the next class of intelligent people. So part of the reason why the Jews have the highest IQs in the population is because of the way that they handle the upper classes of their population. They tend to proliferate more, not less.
Yeah, we discussed this several months ago.
Right. We talked about this a couple months ago.
And the point of it is, obviously, that Christianity effectively lowered the IQ
right.
of its population by doing that, by taking the smartest people and stopping them from breeding.
Right, which are the smartest people that became monks, right?
Do exactly the opposite. But they were both carrying out a kind of eugenics on their own population.
Right. Now, where do you think this is going here? Because here's what I expect is going to happen. I think, number one, Derma Barr are going to set up grand juries. This is going to go to a trial, and it won't be as quick as I think McConnell wants. It'll be a little bit longer. It won't be as long as maybe Trump wants, but it's going to be long enough to cause a lot of pain and suffering for the Democrats. They're going to start calling witnesses like Biden, the witnesses are around the Burisma, previous people like Comey and so on. And a lot of these people, the color for 2020 is going to be orange. So a lot of them are going to go to prison. And we're talking about nine or just minor people like this attorney who was messing around with the FISA documents. We're talking about big shots are going to start going to jail. Even Hillary Clinton and even Barack Obama, these guys are criminals. Barack Obama weaponized his presidency to go after Trump, and it's obvious that these orders with Strzok and Page and so on, because they're directing communication, that Barack Obama is a damn criminal. You know? And, you know, he's not going to get off with this either. And I think one of the big effects of this is if you're a previous president and you do something really unethical like this, it's going to come back and bite you. And we can't let it not bite you, because we have to realize that if you want to not have a rise of an emperor class or a king class, you've got to make sure that people don't do crimes. Now, Trump didn't do crime here with Ukraine. He wanted to make sure that he dealt with corruption, which not only tried to attack him in 2016, but also corruption where they actually were this money that went, for example, to Burisma. And you remember the $1 billion that that Biden was holding back? Where'd that money go? Who were the oligarchs and so on that got all that money? Did that go to actually industry or the military to get weapons? No. Under Barack Obama, all they got were blankets and MRE field meals. They didn't get weapons to actually protect against Russian tanks. They got those under Trump. And then they want to go and get rid of Trump? Are you kidding me? He's the only one that gave them means of actually stopping the Russians from coming across the border. Right?
So apparently, from all we know, yeah, that's right.
Well, we do know that. This is open facts. This is not my Deagle's opinion or whatever. It's open facts, and a number of these experts have been on Fox. Now, the problem I see is that Trump has been a little bit too passive. If I was there, he'd be a hell of a lot more aggressive. I would go one step below doing state of national, martial law. But I would say this is a state of national emergency. We need to jail these people that are putting blather out in the news or trying to do a coup. And it would mean if you're going to be delicensed doing this, you get a three strikes and you're gone list. permanently lose your ability to publish newspapers or go on television or write books. How's that? I don't know. Well, I think that these guys are going to start coming after the demon rats and the rhino Republicans, and it's going to get ugly, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when
Level 3 body armor.
Body armor of some kind.
Level 3.
Ceramic.
Exactly. And we're back. So where is this going? What's your diagnosis there? Doctor of politics? Lopati?
Well, I think it's crazy that it's gotten this far. But as I said, the Democrats now are trapped by their own game. They can't afford to impeach him, and they can't afford not to impeach him. because that's really all they've got. They can't back down from it without losing their radical support, and they can't embrace it without rejecting their moderate support. So this is going to cause severe fractures in the party. The other thing we've learned from it, of course, is all those moderate Democrats who won seats in Congress, what, there were about 31 of them,
right,
by saying, oh, well, I'm moderate and centrist and bipartisan, and I work across the aisle. And Nancy Pelosi said, oh, well, we won't even bring an impeachment issue unless there's strong bipartisan support
right, for
impeaching Trump. Well, the bipartisan support is zero.
Right.
That is, there is no Republican support at all for impeaching Trump in Congress. And therefore, Nancy Pelosi is now going against her own word. Those elected Congress members who created Nancy Pelosi's majority for her by being moderate, they have all lied to the voters. I think there are two of them, Colin Peterson from Minnesota and one from New Jersey, I think it is, who have been willing to cross over and vote against impeachment. But apart from that, I mean, the Democrats have self-destructed on this. And of course, now that they've been proven to be liars, deceivers, cheaters in every imaginable way, they have no moral credibility or standing left, especially when they have actually committed the crimes they're accusing Trump falsely of committing. I mean, let's not forget, it was not just Hillary Clinton who bought the dossier, which was used to get the illegitimate FISA warrants, as even the chief FISA judge now says, in effect. It was the Democratic National Committee that helped pay for that. And that means every member on that committee who is a Democrat has lost all moral standing and should recuse themselves right now. In fact, they should resign, because they unquestionably have committed what they're accusing Trump of committing.
I want to mention the side effect of what's going to happen here. If Trump has his way and drags this out, let's say he should drag out this Senate trial right to the week before the election, all these senators that are, by the way, trying to fight against him are not going to be able to go to the campaign trail. They're supposed to stop campaigning and be involved directly in the trial in the Senate, which means they're finished.
That will take out Elizabeth Warren. That will take out Bernie Sanders. That will take out, Klobuchar, Minnesota, and a few others, yeah. Oh, by the way, you've probably noticed with the debate coming up Thursday night, the Democrats had set the standards for qualifying for the debate high enough that they've guaranteed Michael Bloomberg can't participate because he is not getting donations. He's running entirely on his own money. And they've guaranteed that basically there are no minority candidates left. And as a result, well, I'll take it back. Yang, the Asian American, who is not a present politician, did qualify. But Cory Booker did not qualify. Julian Castro did not qualify. And thereby, unless they change the rules, you know, like they say, oh, well, a woman can become a firefighter because we're changing the standards of how heavy an amount of fire gear she has to be able to carry is, that sort of thing. They may do that. They may and that's what they're being asked to do by people like Cory Booker. Well, if that's their idea of an honorable environment, where when they lose, they just move the goalposts and change the rules so they can win.
Right.
If that's what they are, then they don't deserve to be president or even considered as president. But that's what they're screaming about. Why don't you change the rules so I can win?
And these are narcissistically psychotic, self-interested anti-humans. I've got a new classifier. They're anti-humans.
Well, they're certainly not worthy humans of holding any position of trust or respect.
By the way, the term human is not actually correct. Do you know what the word human means?
What does the word human mean?
Well, if you go to one of the churches in Edinburgh, Scotland, you'll see at the top of the capitals inside some of the pillars, you'll see the curved, the carved thing called the Green Man. And the Green Man is involved.
Are you talking about Roslyn Chapel?
Yeah, and what happened is the Green Man basically is called a human. And the word hue means serpent. So only serpent men were allowed to have properties because they were called the Baals. So when you hear about, in the 17th York, right, Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator god, Baal, the owner of property and fertility rights, including fertility sacrifice, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, which we celebrate at Christmas. So two of the three names are actually names for Lucifer, and they're Druidic, okay? So what people need to understand is that the term we use for humans is actually a term for those who have the right to property. They have to be lords or Baals, including when we look at the what's called a bar association for lawyers all around the world, right? Invented by Britain, it's the British Authorized Registry. They're high-level Baals. Isn't that interesting? That's why...
In the term bailiwick?
Right. So what you have to understand is it's completely Luciferic and satanic, and it has the shroud that it's legal and it's godly and whatever, but actually... The Bar Association, which, by the way, is not only in Western English-speaking countries, but Russia, China, Hispanic countries, the only countries that aren't are like little minor nothings. All the First and Second World are all under British Authorized Registry. Isn't that interesting? They're all, every one of them are secret orders. What?
It's amazing how paganism has permeated our world. For example, there is no Christmas tree in the Christmas story in Christianity. There is no Easter egg.
Right.
In the Christmas
There's
story,
no bunny either.
In the story of Easter. By the way, the Easter egg originally came from, I believe, the goddess Oestre among the Norse goddesses.
Right.
She had a bird, which she magically transformed into a bunny rabbit.
Right.
Except the bunny rabbit continued to lay eggs like a bird.
Right.
So that's one of the places the egg came from. Of course, in the... In the land of the two rivers, Mesopotamia, they had a myth that Earth was born out of an egg that descended from heaven into one of those rivers.
Right.
And in fact, if you look, the Easter bunny, the Easter basket, coloring Easter eggs, all those traditions also trace back to Mesopotamia.
And well, yeah, of course,
all,
the name Ishtar.
Ur and the Chaldees, they also colored Easter eggs in ancient Egypt.
Right. Now, the word Ishtar, it means the goddess of Ishtar is the god of the whore of Babylon. And it turns out, if you look at the symbology of the Statue of Libertas, which is the goddess Ishtar, remember the guy that actually designed it in France, was a pagan. And the French, you want to call pagan Masonic people, gave this as a gift to America of this goddess of Ishtar, which is the whore of Babylon. So... Biblically, America is not only a doer of good, the daughter of Zion, which means it's the resurrection of the ancient, we call the Ephraimic peoples of the Ephraim, the 10 tribes that were taken away to Isfahan, which is the capital of Media. But also, all those peoples, which are the French, the Germans, the Russians, you know, the French, the Germans, the British, etc., and the Celts, they founded America, they founded Canada, they founded Australia and New Zealand. These are all the nations of the Five Eyes. People need to understand they're all Ephraimic. So that's why I refer to America as Ephraimerica.
Amazing.
We're the modern...
And if you don't get enough of this exciting information by listening to Dr. Bill every day, you can also get Craig Smith's and my book, Money, Morality, and the Machine,
right,
which is out right now. And you can get our book absolutely free and postpaid. We'll cover the postage. We'll pay for the book. We'll pay for the phone call to get it to 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, a great book for the new year.
Yeah, and I it's essential reading, to be honest with you. If you don't read and become informed, you're going to be a victim of it. In fact, one of the principles of Masonry is called hoodwinking, which means they got to tell you straight up what they're going to do to you, whether it's going to kill you, take away your property, put you in a civil detention camp, behead you, whatever. And if you don't believe them because you haven't read the World Watch Institute or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Foreign Affairs Journal or the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, or you don't believe the stones in Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones, you think, that's just all made up. It's not a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? You're going to be a victim of it. If you don't believe when I tell you all these things about the New World Order and about the chipping of the population, this year, 2020, George Bush passed Presidential Directive 51 in 2007, and they also passed the edict to actually have a national ID, which is biometric, and every other country on Earth had to follow suit through the United Nations. So October 1st if you don't have a biometric compliant ID, you can't travel across any state or government line in any country on Earth. Next year, they're going to start chipping the populations of the people of Earth. People go, oh, no, they won't do that. Why do you think they're pushing 5G? They want to connect to the 5G because they want not only highways, they want skyways. And skyways can't be driven by humans. It can only be driven by an AI system like the Jetsons, where you can order a package and it can be coming from Amazon, flying a drone and land on your doorstep in an hour. Oh, no, they won't do that. They've already been testing it for 5 years for Amazon. Amazon took over 2 weeks ago the biometrics for the Department of Homeland Security. Their AI department was so advanced, they actually took over the contract for the U.S. government for biometrics. Do you know that?
I happen to, yes. But
yeah, you do, because you're a very informed guy.
And because I listen to your show.
Well, you know, I just tried to crop. I always learn things from you because you teach me history and other things too. What people need to understand, this is not open to your damned opinion. Now, you might think, well, I think I'd rather Deagle shut up and let this guest talk. Listen, if I'm talking, you better be damn well listening or you're going to suffer for it. Whether it's health issues and we're getting nutraceuticals from me, not some knucklehead out there, or Vitacost, your local herbologist, you better listen to the spiritual and geopolitical stuff, because this dance call here before the government is like a dance with the devil, like, you know, the movie The Shining. I don't think we should have television where these demon rats get to blather about something that's destroying the Constitution. This is not just an attack against Trump. This is an attack against the idea of a republic and have a totalitarian matrix that either the left and the right want to do. So we have Romney and this bunch of maniacs.
Even John F. Kennedy had ghostwriters and profiles in Courage who wrote about Edmund Ross, the Republican senator from Kansas, who preserved Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's vice president, who became president on his assassination,
right,
preserved his effort to be lenient to the Confederate states. But the radical Republicans were ready, as you said, to rename Virginia the Territory of Potomac, North Carolina the Territory of Cape Fear, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida lumped together, renamed as Jackson. Louisiana would be renamed Jefferson. Texas would be named Houston. And Arkansas would be named Lincoln. In other words, there would have been that big a change in our history.
Wow.
But that was prevented by one courageous Republican, we're told. We can quibble over what that means. But the point is, have we seen one courageous Democrat who would stand up to stop the impeachment of Trump?
No. Well, we have one. We have actually one.
We've had two, but they were nowhere near enough to do anything.
No, they were courageous. One guy, what's his name, that the guy that's actually going to become a Republican, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's
the challenge.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what the problem is, you see. People don't realize the grounding has to not just be in geopolitics and even common sense and decency. It has to be grounded in biblical and spiritual truth. You see, because you can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. And if you do good works in your own eyes, even if it seems to look, taste, and smell good, even if it's political or otherwise, it doesn't take away evil. People in the Democratic Party or Republican Party that are rhinos both think if they do things that are justified because they have to get their accomplished goals, it doesn't matter. As long as the goal is accomplished, even if it's evil as hell, it's okay. And that's not okay, is it?
Nope. But that is brilliant on your part. So you do good by taking God and adding an O.
And add an O. Do God and add an O.
An O can have any of 12 different sounds in the English language. It's not an easy language.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God, I got it. My soul is now enriched with the wisdom of your Bible and prayer life with you. That's what we're supposed to be thinking over Christmas, right? Amazing discussion. We'll be back in a moment with Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, our ancient archaeologist.
Which is most important because...